Hi, everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at the Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from an interview with Dr. Stanley Roczen from our Lipedema Worldwide Summit in 2016. Dr. Roczen is Director of the Stanford Center for Lymphatic and Venous Disorders, Chief of Consultative Cardiology, and Professor of Lymphatic Research and Medicine at the Stanford School of Medicine. In this excerpt, Dr. Roczen gives some basic information about the lymphatic system and talks about all of its functions.
Historically, I think that scientists and medical practitioners have been very focused on what I'll call the plumbing function of the lymphatics, and that's vitally important, but it's not the only thing that they do. Just to review that part, every time the blood leaves the heart and goes to any region of the body, let's say to the arm, the blood travels in a circuit. It goes down to the fingers and then it comes back to the heart. And during that transit, 99% of the water in the blood that leaves the heart will return to the heart through the blood circulation. But 1% of that volume will leak out of the capillaries into the tissues and will not be able to get back to the heart unless the lymphatics carry it back. So 1% of the circulating blood volume per minute isn't a lot of fluid, but when you multiply that by 60 minutes an hour and 24 hours a day, et cetera, and if that part of the circulation is sluggish or destroyed, you can easily imagine how readily that part of the body would swell. And that is the problem of lymphatic dysfunction. And it also relates to lipedema in a more indirect way. And that's really what scientists have been focused on for so many hundreds of years without acknowledging that there is a second function which is at least as important and probably more important. So what do the lymphatics do? They undertake a function that's called immune traffic. What I want to explain is that there are three parts in the body in particular that are very heavily exposed to the outside world. That's the skin, the gastrointestinal tract, and the lungs. In each of these cases, one side of the cells is exposed to the outside and the other side is exposed to the inside. In the skin, that's very obvious. In the gastrointestinal tract, in fact, there is a hollow tube that connects your mouth to the other end, and all the way through your body, no matter how much that tube twists and turns, it is still a tube that is carrying things that are, strictly speaking, outside of your body until they cross the cells that line the intestine. The same thing with the lungs and the respiratory tract. Every time you take a breath, you're pulling in a piece of the outside world into your body, and some elements composed or contained within that air are going to cross over into your body. So not only can vital things come in, like oxygen, but you can also inhale pathogens like a virus that can cause pneumonia or a bacteria or a toxin or something that you're allergic to. And your body needs to respond to that threat by defending you against it. Well, how does that happen? It happens through the lymphatics. Within each of those parts of the body and in other parts of the body as well, there are cells that live within the tissues called antigen-presenting cells. An antigen is a substance that your body will react negatively to, a protein typically. And those antigen-presenting cells will pick up the protein and present it to the immune system to be processed and reacted to. Well, how does it do that? Those cells pick up the antigen and travel through the lymphatics to the lymph nodes, where the whole processing response begins and largely is carried out. So the body will form antibodies that circulate in the blood. The body will mobilize disease-fighting cells that will quickly migrate to the area of assault and try to defend the body. And this is all the immune response and is a very parallel phenomenon that occurs in inflammation. So we can readily understand why inflammation would so readily be a part of the presentation of lymphatic diseases and lipedema. And I think this is where a lot of the current focus in lymphatic research is and where a lot of the focus needs to be in lipedema, to understand how this immune trafficking response is perturbed in disease, how it leads to inflammation, and how that inflammation can be overturned through a treatment approach.
Thank you, Dr. Roxon. That makes it so much more understandable, and it is amazing all of the things that our lymphatic system does. And thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.